Sportscast November 16th on the eve on Saturday night. A few things happening, but before we continue, please subscribe on all our channels: YouTube, Facebook, and Periscope. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating review. It will help us go up in the ratings. So please hit the subscribe button, leave a rating review. Hopefully 5 stars. It should be 5 stars. And, of course, visit us on the sportscast.net for the latest and greatest in sports news, analysis on college football, college basketball, soccer, football, you name it. And this episode is brought to you by Tua Tagovailoa. What a day so far. We got Justin Riley on the phone. Obviously, Tua got carted off today. And rumors, which are becoming more like facts, he has a dislocated hip with a posterior wall fracture, and I think he's out for the season. Justin, what are your thoughts?
Well, first and foremost, you know, prayers up for Tua Tagovailoa. You know, regardless of who you cheer for or what fan base you're a part of, man, you just hate to see something happen to any player like this. It could possibly affect his career long-term. He's just such a super guy. He's everything that's good about sports and college football, and it kills you to see that happen to such a great young man. Normally after an Alabama victory, I'm feeling pretty good, but everything just greatly shifted late in the first half when Tua Tagovailoa went down to a seemingly, you know, harmless play, but in fact it had major implications for Tua as well as the team.
Obviously, there were talks about not him playing this game. Do you think he really needed to play this game?
To be honest with you, I don't feel like there was a huge need. Not to slight Mississippi State, but they're not really an elite opponent. It's not somebody that Alabama really should have been concerned about. I feel like that Mac Jones is definitely more than a serviceable quarterback to carry Alabama to a victory, especially with, you know, other receivers is playing as well as they have been. And then Najee Harris has really come on strong here as of late. And Mac Jones really could have just rode Najee's coattails and just relied on his receivers just to get the job done. And I think Alabama would have been you know, fine. They may not have scored as many points, but to be honest with you, it doesn't really matter. It's just one of those games where you win and you move on to the next game, and then you get ready for the big one at the end of the season.
Yeah, something to definitely look at. And keep in mind, guys, that Tua did suffer a high ankle sprain a couple of weeks ago coming into the LSU match. He wasn't 100%. I guess 80% at best. Actually, in some plays, 90%. He couldn't run. And I was really surprised that he came into this game. Justin was thinking, well, it could be Mac Jones. There was like 40% chance it could be Mac Jones. And then at halftime, Nick Saban did say that, well, we just, you know, kept him on for like this whole 2-minute warning drill, which, you know, his plans was just to let him play for that first half. I would not blame Nick Saban on this. I mean, I would play him till halftime. What were your thoughts about his statement right at halftime?
Well, you know, you can look at both sides of the argument. You know, on one side of the argument, you're up 35-7, and the game's well in hand. Let's face it. You know, this isn't, like I said earlier, an elite team, so there really was no danger of Mississippi State coming back. But then again, too, on the other side of things, it's a freak injury. I mean, we had no way of knowing that was going to happen. You know, it's just one of those things that unfortunately did, and it was horrific. Now, I understand, you know, wanting to get to some of those extra reps, and especially to help in his comeback process. But to be honest with you, and I'm not blaming Saban at all, but to be honest with you, Tua Tagovailoa is a pro. He's a vet. How much more, I guess, reps or practices he really needs, especially in a 2-minute offense? Nobody runs a 2-minute offense better than Tua Tagovailoa in the SEC and probably even the nation. So I didn't feel like there was an incredible need for it, but Saban just made the call, and unfortunately it turned out the way it did. He had no way of knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah, something I mean, I would have. I mean, as a coach myself, I would have just played until halftime. I mean, I don't see any coaches. Well, maybe there is, you know, where you remove them like 2 minutes before halftime. But obviously, Tua, as we've been discussing these past couple weeks, you know, he's not a durable player. Great player when he's healthy, but when they touch him, he gets hurt pretty easy. I mean, is that something that we're going to see a reoccurrence? Will his stock go down now, or?
Well, unfortunately for Tua Tagovailoa, other than, you know, being a tremendous player, unfortunately he's got the injury bug that's been being associated with him as well. He's being seen as injury prone, and NFL draft experts and scouts are seeing that. And you got to think, especially now with this hip injury, it's going to have an effect on his draft status. I wouldn't be surprised if his stock falls a little bit to a lower part of the first round, you know, maybe even out of the first round. So it might be an opportunity where we see Tua comes back for his senior season just completely healed, not feel like he has to rush anything to get to the NFL, and then also have another year where he has to show that he's completely healed, that he is durable, and that the injury situations, they're just flukes here and there. But also looking at it from another standpoint, Tua Tagovailoa will also have some weapons coming back next year. You know, he'll have Jalen Waddle coming back. Devonta Smith may come back, you know, maybe even Henry Ruggs. But also defensively, all those young guys that we're seeing on the field who are having such a hard time are going to be experienced. And everyone, for the most part, will be coming back. We also are going to get back our four-star running back that we lost at the beginning of the season due to foot injury. So he's going to have weapons, and that side of things, you know, does look appealing to him. But I feel like this gives him the opportunity, if he is to come back, to really improve on those things I just mentioned. And at this point for him, his career, it's very critical.
Now, you're indicating something that people have been talking about actually today, starting today. You know, people were saying these past couple months that Tua, you know, most likely will go to the NFL draft. Are you saying that he should stay another year in Alabama for his senior year?
Well, I am saying that. I think until this injury happened, it was a foregone conclusion. Tua Tagovailoa will play his last season as a member of the Crimson Tide. But now the whole game has completely changed. He suffered a major injury that he's going to have to battle back from. And like I said, something like this, along with, you know, the durability issues that were on him as of today, are weighing on the minds of the experts. So I feel like now it's a distinct possibility that he will return for his senior season.
Something that I was surprised about, that of course, guys, you know, Tua could decide to go to the NFL. That's not saying that he's not, but obviously he will not be back this season at all, which goes into the playoff implications a little bit. Alabama is fifth right now. They won convincingly 38-7. Apparently, score margins are going to matter a lot for Alabama to be considered in the top four. What does this say to you, the eye test and everything? What's going to happen in the next couple of weeks with Alabama in the playoffs?
Well, to be honest with you, an Alabama team without Tua Tagovailoa greatly changes everything, definitely in the minds of the voters. You know, first of all, you know, with Tua Tagovailoa, there is a great chance that we do make the playoffs, and then it gives a playoff committee a reason to put Alabama in. Now they're looking at, you know, Alabama is greatly on defense, and they resemble the defense that we saw from Oklahoma this past season that scored heavily upon, especially in the playoffs by Alabama. Now, you know, it changes the way the offense operates. So it's going to put in the voters' minds a reason to keep them out. They may just feel that an Alabama team without Tua Tagovailoa and the struggling defense is just not fit for the playoffs. But then on the other side, too, and I heard Gary Danielson mention this earlier, if Alabama is somehow able to get things together and goes out and beats a highly ranked Auburn team without Tua Tagovailoa, that could be in their favor as well. So it could go either way. But to be honest with you, especially with Bama fatigue, and I know that's a term that's probably overused right now, it gives them like the further stamp of we're going to keep Alabama out of this thing this year.
Something to definitely look at. Mac Jones will be at the starting help in the next couple of weeks. Looking back at this Mississippi State game, a lot of injuries, by the way. Raekwon Davis as well was carted off. How much of a factor will that be for Alabama?
Well, it's not just Raekwon Davis. You know, we also lost our other defensive tackle, DJ Dale. We also had Henry Ruggs go out as well. So I don't know the severity of what Ruggs' injury is. I believe that Raekwon's injury was just a twisted ankle, which he can, you know, recover from that and be ready for the Auburn game. Still don't have word on just how severe DJ Dale is, but losing Raekwon Davis and losing DJ Dale on an already struggling defense is a very, very tough thing. That's something that Alabama does not need to happen, especially Raekwon Davis being the senior leader of that team, the guy that's projected to go in the top rounds of the NFL draft. It makes a huge difference in everything.
Something to definitely look at. Looking back at this game, fresh off, you know, fresh from the oven, what were your thoughts overall, besides the injuries, did Alabama have a good game?
Well, until that injury, Alabama just came out just highly motivated. The offense was just firing on all cylinders. Five straight possessions led to five straight touchdowns. You couldn't ask for anything better offensively. You know, defense was still the usual, struggling. The biggest thing that stood out to me was penalties, just penalty after penalty after penalty, and being undisciplined. And it seems to be something that's just not going to go away this season, which I'm just highly disappointed in and just so surprised that this coaching staff is allowing that happen. I'm beginning to question our defensive coordinator's ability to coach that defense because it's not getting any better. But, you know, offensively, yeah, on all cylinders, man. Tua was looking great. Those receivers were doing their usual. Najee Harris picked up where he left off. He had over 100 yards total and had four touchdowns. So you can't question how this offense was looking before the injury. And, of course, in the second half, is more so, especially with all the injuries that were happening right and left, let's just do what we can just to run this clock and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, something, you know, it was an interesting day. I think Mississippi State had a few injuries as well.
Yeah, they lost Kylin Hill, their top running back, the leading rusher in the conference. He actually, Alabama's defense, believe it or not, only held him to, I think, just under 40 yards, whereas they allowed Tommy Stevens, their quarterback, to rush for 100. But, yeah, if they lose Kylin Hill, that's a critical blow to Mississippi State, who has to win their next two games to become bowl eligible. They also lost some other players as well. So I don't know what was in the air in Starkville today, man, but maybe we should have played it a different day, different time.
Yeah, and as well, you know, a lot of things going on in college football. But let's look at the current game right now. UGA is up 14-0 against Auburn. Obviously, Alabama is looking for an Auburn win, as well as Florida, but it looks like UGA looks like they're on the cusp of getting this game.
Well, absolutely, and to be honest with you, the way things have been going, Georgia really doesn't have to score another point because Auburn's offense is just horrendous, and Bo Nix just does not seem to be getting it. He's not clicking. The offense is just not doing what it needs to be to do to be considered elite. And it's a shame because Auburn's defense is just incredible. Probably one of the best defenses in the country. And if they had an offense to go with that, there's no telling what the Tigers could be capable of this season. And it's just funny is that Georgia is not scared at all of the passing game. It's like they're daring Bo Nix to pass because they know it's just not going to go anywhere. But right now, Georgia is firmly in control. And like I said, they really don't have to do much the rest of the way. Just continue to play defense. Don't make any critical mistakes, and it's theirs. I'll be shocked if they have to do anything else.
Another good game today. Penn State beat Indiana 34-27. Penn State was in control most of the time. Big win for them. Michigan beat their in-state rivals, Michigan State, 44-10. Not too shabby on their end. Then Wisconsin beat Nebraska 37-21. Very good win for the Wisconsin Knights. And Florida beat Missouri 20-36. I saw the game. I wasn't really impressed by Florida's performance.
Well, we kind of expected it to be kind of a, I guess, boring affair. Not really a game that Florida was really enthused about or really had a reason to get up for. So, plus, Missouri looked a little bit better. I believe that Kelly Bryant returned too, so that helped them out. But it's just one of those games you can just chalk it up to. Just, you know, you're not clicking on all cylinders. You're not really, things aren't really going your way. You do just enough, and you chalk it up as a win, and then you get ready for next week.
Yeah, definitely.
But this doesn't really say, you know, anything negative against Florida in my mind.
Yeah, Florida, you know, they have to keep winning. They got to hope Georgia loses. And today they really needed Auburn to do something. It's not going to happen. Auburn does not look confident of beating Georgia in Auburn, of all places. But we'll see. We'll see where things crumble. Things can change at the second half. Clemson is beating Wake Forest 30-3. This is their hardest game of the schedule so far left. They have to have a convincing win. I think Clemson might stay in the top four after this result.
It's funny that, you know, this is considered their toughest opponent of the season. But, I mean, Clemson, let's face it, they're doing what they're supposed to do, and that's all they can do, given what they have. And at this point, they just need to blow folks out to appease the voters on the committee there. So, yeah, they'll stay at number three for sure.
And currently right now, Iowa is up against Minnesota 20-6. As expected, we did think Iowa could pull this off. So Tyler was right. I think you picked Iowa as well.
I did. I just thought Iowa's defense would be too much for Minnesota. And, you know, with Minnesota, and I hate to say this, and it's probably going to come across as disrespectful, anytime you get those flash-in-the-pan type teams who just kind of have come from nowhere, they'll get up and win a big game that they're really not supposed to. But it's not sustaining. It's not something that really is lasting, as evidenced, you know, by what we're seeing today.
One of the undefeated teams in college football, Minnesota, so they got to have to come back and show the committee members they're worthy in the top 10, at least. And then you've got Oklahoma, Baylor. Baylor's also an undefeated team. This game is going to be huge, but Oklahoma has something to play for, so we'll see how Hurts does.
Well, you just bring up something else, too. With Tua Tagovailoa's injury, it definitely opens the door for Jalen Hurts to move up in the Heisman conversation. So unfortunately, this is what is causing it because, you know, we would have loved to have seen, you know, Jalen and Tua head-to-head for the Heisman. We would have loved to have seen Jalen and Tua head-to-head and possibly the playoffs or possibly the Sugar Bowl. But now, unfortunately, we're not going to get to see it. So, you know, I'm cheering for Jalen Hurts right now.
And that's one of the games that's going on tonight. Of course, we got UCLA, Utah, another big match tonight as well. And, of course, to end it off, Arizona, Oregon. So a lot ahead in college football. A lot of we knew this weekend was going to be a very critical weekend. We didn't see the injuries, but injuries are never predicted. So no one predicts injuries. So we'll see what happens, Justin. But, yeah, Alabama is, they won today. I mean, like you were saying, I think Tua, once he's out, I guess that brings Alabama's stock down a little bit because, you know, Mac Jones is, you know, it's no Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, and nothing against Mac Jones. You know, we don't know. He could come out and have an inspiring performance over the next 2 weeks. Well, he should go against Western Carolina next week. But, you know, in the Iron Bowl, he may show up and have one of those incredible games. It wasn't too long ago that we saw Ohio State had a similar situation. They were down to their third-string quarterback and ended up coming and destroying Wisconsin in the big championship, and they ended up winning the whole dang thing. So it could conceivably happen again. So, you know, maybe we don't rule Mac Jones out just yet, but it definitely makes things a little bit more difficult for Alabama going forward.
Definitely something to look at. Follow us on the Sportscast One tonight. We'll be live tweeting Arizona and Oregon tonight. 10:30 is the Pac-12. Justin, anything else before we close off?
No, just he's just really taken back right now because of what happened to Tua Tagovailoa. It kind of feels like someone just, you know, sucker punched us. But, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, keep Tua Tagovailoa in your prayers. You just hate to see that happening to anyone. It's just, unfortunately, that's one of the risks you take when you play a game like this.
Yeah.
But on the upside, you know, there's some good football left to watch today and to be played today. So, you know, we'll continue to tune in.
Definitely something to look at. Of course, you know, the talks will be in the next couple of weeks. Will we see Tua in college football in the year of 2020? And that's up to Tua and Alabama and the talks right there. The NFL scouts are looking at this. And as of right now, it's Herbert and you know, Herbert as the top spot right now in the NFL draft. So a lot of teams are looking for quarterbacks, and Tua might not be in that draft next year. So we'll see how things develop. Of course, you got Joe Burrow, another guy came out of nowhere, so he's definitely an option, and we'll see what happens. But anyways, what is the best way to reach you, Justin, to talk to you a little bit about Alabama and Tua?
Well, you can reach me at 121 Training. That's the number 12, one spelled out, Training. That's both on Twitter and Instagram. But also, you will find me running our Sportscast Twitter for the majority of the time. That's at the Sportscast One and on Instagram as well. So you can contact me in any of those avenues.
And there you have it. You can follow us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, and, of course, on Twitter at thesportscast1. We do these after the game recaps as much as we can on the weekends. We're busy with our personal stuff, but sometimes we have a chance to, you know, sneak these shows in after a game or two and see what happens. Auburn and Georgia, we're tracking that one. Georgia's up 14-0. They're showing that they belong in the top four, so we'll see how things pan out a few more games later on. So stay on our site, stay on our Twitter, and hit that notification bar, subscribe, leave a rating and a review, and we'll see what happens. Anyways, Justin, I appreciate you coming on.
Glad to be here, man. Wish it was under better circumstances, but always enjoy the opportunity to sportscast.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.